Dobar dan, dobrodošli Cross Radio 195 iz Zrenjanina. Od Bristola, Londona, Brisela, Novog Sada preko Zrenjanina, Arada, Sofije, Istanbula do Teherana u Iranu, tokom maja 2005. Kate Rich putuje vozom, pokušavajući da uspostavi međudržavne trgovinske odnose unutar Islamske republike i gradova koji će posetiti u okviru svog plana puta. Po dolasku u Iran pronaći će poslastičare i njihove slatkiše prodavati u centru Microplex u Bristolu. Plan je da se kulturno istraživanje u praksi poveže sa sistemom pijačnog tržišta. Kate će prekidati putovanje radi posete značajnim medijskim laboratorijama i kulturnim centrima u gradovima koji su u sklopu plana puta. U Zrenjaninu poseta Centru za savremenu umetnost i nove medije Mustre, gde će na otvorenim tribinama pričati sa ljudima o potencijalu društveno-kulturnih mreža kao mehanizmima distribucije robe.
I've traveled here from Bristol to present my project Feral Trade, which involves trading goods along social networks. And this is actually part of a trip I'm traveling to Tehran from Bristol by train in order to buy sweets and to communicate with people along the way about different forms of trading.
What are you going to do with that sweet?
When I buy the sweets, I'm going to fly back to Bristol and sell them over the bar at the Cube Microplex, which is the cinema that I work at in Bristol. I'm also doing the Music for Sweets program. Bristol's famous for its music, and it's not that easy to get music, good music, in Iran due to the current political situation. So I'm taking music from Bristol. From that I've collected from musicians, and I'm going to trade that with people in Iran and then carry sweets back and give it to the musicians to exchange.
Tell me, what is your mission?
My mission is more than one thing, I think. I'm very interested in using a practical activity to explore a theoretical area, in this case globalization and mobility. These are very spoken about in very abstract and political terms, but to investigate this with actually moving products around the world and seeing what kind of systems that they run into. So I've been importing coffee from El Salvador and freighting that myself between El Salvador and England, and looking at the systems that surround global trade. I'm also using that coffee trade to communicate with the cooperative, the farmers cooperative in El Salvador, where I buy the coffee. And the route is able to carry richer communications than just coffee. So, for example, people from the Cube in Bristol have gone to visit the farm in El Salvador. Someone who was working there has just been visiting Bristol. And so it's to enable a direct and richer exchange of materials, information and people than this very sort of abstract experience of shopping could ever do.
Tell me, have you already been to all these places, or do you, you're for the first time in Serbia or Iran and so on?
First time for all the places. So this is very much a research trip. I'm trying to actually set up a trade route that will be repeatable and usable by more people. On this trip I'm going to Novi Sad, Zrenjanin, Arad in Romania, Sofia, Istanbul, Tehran. So I've chosen these places, I've made contacts there through my social networks and through cultural centres such as Kuda in Novi Sad. So I'm following this route. And I hope to find objects that can be traded, information that can be traded in either direction, so that I'll be able to, I and other people will be able to repeat it in the future.
Will you come back to Serbia for other projects?
Yeah, I'd like to. I see this trip as an introduction, and it's very kind of wasteful of money and energy to only come somewhere once. It's very much my intention to create contacts that can then be repeated.
Tell me about the presentation that will be for a few minutes started here in venue?
I'm going to talk about how I came into the coffee trading, the trading business in general, my experiences with trading the coffee, and my intentions in going to Iran. It will be very practical. People aren't used to seeing trade as an art medium, so it needs a lot of fairly practical explanation to how I approach it.
Some video material.
A lot of material from the web, actually. A lot of the freight material. I use a lot of the information in the freight process as packaging for the coffee. So instead of just getting the bag of coffee, you get a record of freight documents, comments from people who've been involved in the shipping process, and you start to get a very physical, tangible record of these sort of strange climates that the product has passed through, and it makes these very kind of abstract global connections real. So I'll be showing some of that.
Tell me, for how long will this project take place?
I hope to establish a feral trade empire. I have high intentions for it to take off as a massive global brand for trading outside of commercial systems.
Yes, you said very little about yourself. What are you doing except this project?
I'm a media artist. I've worked with the Group Bureau of Inverse Technology as radio and video engineer for the last 12 years. And the Bureau produces a lot of information products. We've developed a tiny spy plane that we flew over Silicon Valley that brought back a visual recording of the information age and all the kind of information, the production of actual information software and hardware that goes on there. We've also developed other products such as the anti-terror line, which is a telephone system for collecting phone calls from people who've been attacked as a result of stricter anti-terror laws after September the 11th. So that's the line that's running in New York. So various other information projects. My other job is I work as a volunteer bar manager at the Cube Microplex in Bristol. So I run a bar and I need to supply it with all these products. I'm particularly interested in your Serbian slivovica and ways in which to use these great kind of social and cultural networks to basically smuggle alcohol to the UK. So I'll also sort of be asking for advice and assistance on this during my presentation tonight.
Would you like to say hello to listeners of Cross Radio?
Hello, listeners of Cross Radio.
I za kraj slušate najavljeni koncert za 18. maj tekuće godine, Darko Rundek i Cargo Orkestar u velikoj sali pozorišta Toše Ivanović u Zrenjaninu.
Pusti da ti sviram, duša gine od tišine. I ne boj se buke, to što svira, to su ruke. Jutros si zaboravio sve što te držalo skupa. Ovaj dan što na prozor lupa nije tvoj. Nije tvoj. Oko tebe šute stvari, tvoj krevet i stol te njemo gledaju. Sa zidova vise trice, tek da te grubo sjećaju. U sjenama tih vremena, ma tih vremena slutiš prevaru i izdaju. Duša gine od tišine. boj se buke, to što svira, to su ruke. Tebe šute stvari, tvoj krevet i stol te njemo gledaju. Sa zidova vise trice, tek da te grubo sjećaju. U sjenama tih vremena, ma tih vremena slutiš prevaru, izdaju, izdaju, pusti da ti svira, duša gine od tišine. I ne boj se buke, to što svira, to su ruke.
Sve za Cross Radio 195. Prijatno.